Well, the forests are on fire, they're burning high, from Colorado to Arizona, a fire in the sky. Things are burning and falling apart, and it seems each week another starts. People are fleeing their homes, they don't want to get burned. So the firefighters came on through, dropped tons of water as the airplanes flew. Well, they risked their lives in the fiery haze, tried so hard to stop the blaze. But it was too powerful. And then Bush got on the news and said, "It's the Greens, I tell you, they want you dead." Well, they block the trucks and block the saws, sometimes they even break the laws. Trying to stop us from our natural right to destroy the Earth's oxygen. They must be bored and misguided. And then the headlines read, "It's such a shame, but clear cuts aren't, ask Boise Cascade." Well, they'll tell you the truth about deforestation, how it's essential to the population. Better yet, don't ask Boise Cascade, because they're one of our sponsors, and we don't want to lose our funding. Then Bush went on, you could tell he was lying, not as bad as Clinton, but at least he was trying. He said, "I didn't read the environmental report, but I would have if it was nice and short." All those big words like deforestation, pollution, ozone, honesty, trust, voting, democracy, peace, they're too confusing. So the moral of the story is that fires occur and you can't stop them, that's for sure. Well, they'll burn their way and go on and on, from the mountains to the White House lawn. Nature destroys what it creates when its creations stop creating life and start taking it instead.